we cannot forget.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Never forget.
When I think of 9/11, I think of tragedy, sadness.
97.3.
We will pass this test.
The sky.
And welcome. It is 6:07. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Is it a happy hump day, Trump Day? That will be in the shadows to some extent because it is the anniversary of one of the most tragic events to befall Americans, and that would be 9/11. So at this time, in 2001, Muhammad Atta and Abdul Aziz Omari were already on a plane from Portland heading to Boston Logan International Airport. And then they board one of the infamous flights, American Airlines Flight 11. We'll follow along with the timelines this morning. We will not forget. Incredible tragedy. We won't forget where we were and what we were doing. Now, last night, there was a debate. Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
We carried it live on the sky, of course. Donald Trump and against Vice President Harris. It was, a heated debate. Kamala Harris won the debate. Now, hold on before you get mad at me, before you throw your coffee at the radio.
Please.
What is the debate about? Is it really about substance and getting to the truth? Americans that care already know the truth. Americans that think they care know their version of the truth. Mm-hmm. None of that changed. None of that changed. So what is the debate really about politically? It is about trying to get those few, whether it's 2 to 11% of the voters that supposedly in this day and age are uncommitted.
I don't know who I want.
To those people, Kamala won. And here's why. Perception versus reality. Smoke and mirrors. Allowed to get away with saying things that have been debunked, lies, but at the same time, they are fact-checking Trump in real time. Yeah. And he did it in several occasions. Seven, according to some sources, three that were, like, obvious and over the top. Did you expect anything less from ABC News and the biased way in which David Muir and the other woman, her name escapes me right now, how they presented things? It was obvious. I mean, some are calling it 3-on-1. Was very obvious.
That's reasonable, yeah.
Now, looking back, Monday morning quarterback, of course Trump could have had a better performance. Of course he could have addressed some of the issues better, maybe in a stronger way. He closed it very, very well. I watched it in its entirety. I may have been a wee bit sleepy at the time, but I did. I watched the whole thing, and I thought it moved fairly quickly for a debate. I really did. And so there were some good points in there. But the flip-flopping of Kamala, she's going to get away with it.
Absolutely.
Okay? Lefties always do, because the media is on their side, and, you know, this margin, the small amount of voters that they're fighting over, basically, trying to win over, they're the ones that can be sucked in based on personality, based on what is going on in their life at any particular time. You know what I mean? The last thing they hear or see before they go to the polls can often be a deciding factor.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've seen that.
Yeah. And so we've got... Greg's done a great job of downloading some of the clips we have. So, first of all, the whole January 6th thing. Everybody on the left thinks they're right and that Trump started some kind of riot and he's going to try to destroy democracy. Everybody on the right understands that it was a whole kangaroo court. It was a setup thing. And if you want to go a step further, I'll tell you right now, I believe with all my heart and soul that it very much involved employees of the federal government. I don't want to be too precise or concise, but let's just say FBI/NSA and leave it at that. Definitely some involvement there. That's what these people do. That's what they, except it used to be we would do this in foreign countries.
Yeah.
Now we do it here. So here's January 6th.
It would have never happened if Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington did their jobs. I wasn't responsible for security. Nancy Pelosi was responsible. She didn't do her job.
And David Muir responded by saying, I didn't ask you a question about Nancy Pelosi. And he never snapped at Kamala like that, even though she got around answers on everything. Here's what she did. She prepared very well.
Yes.
And she knew what she wanted to say and what she wanted to get across. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, in most of the cases, it really didn't matter what the questions were. It was going to morph into her answer regardless. It didn't matter if it answered the question. All she wanted to do was get her well-rehearsed talking point out there.
And they weren't going to call her out on that like they did Donald Trump.
And they didn't. Yeah, no. And it was obvious that they didn't. All right, so you've got that going on. Let's talk about Kamala and Afghanistan 7.
I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war.
She made it sound like a win.
Well, what she forgot to mention was that 13 service people died as a result of this hasty retreat that was not well planned. I mean, she did the smart thing. She took a mess and tried to make it look like a win. Now, there are several ways that Trump could have countered that, but she said this $300 million a day in this, you know, endless war. Well, oh, so we quit spending money in Afghanistan, hip, hip, hooray, only to start to send it to Ukraine shortly thereafter?
Yes.
So, if you're concerned about the American taxpayers and wasting money, you're not exactly the poster child for, you know, living within a budget.
No.
So, that was ridiculous. Oh, and then, again, she was wrong on this one, J6. This is cut 8, Kamala.
The president of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital. To desecrate our nation's capital. On that day, 140 law enforcement officers were injured, and some died.
They did?
No.
But some she said died. Some
none
died.
None died.
Huh.
None died.
Did they call her out on that? Did they say, hey, only one did, and it was like the next day from heart attack?
And that really is a glaring,
yes,
glaring thing that the Democrats, it's another lie that they've clearly been able to get away with. Time after time after time.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating. Ugh. You bet.
Yeah.
It's the anniversary of 9/11. As Americans, will we ever come together like we did after that?
Wow.
Or will it take some kind of a mess like that? I hope not. We've got plenty more on the way, including Congresswoman Kat Kamek is going to join us at 8:05. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. It is 6:20. You are listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We had a debate last night, a very important one. Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of this election being very, very important, but it also can't overshadow what has occurred historically as we remember 9/11 and what was going on this fateful day back in 2001. What a day where our heads were spinning. We all collectively wondered what happened. What hit a building? It must have been a small plane.
Yeah.
And then, as we know, it all went from there. And we will recognize some of these things as we come upon them. You know, some of the dates, part of the timeline. But you'd have two of the hijackers already flying a little commuter plane from Portland, Maine to Logan Airport. And then, of course, things begin to go from there.
So, Bob, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to do it?
Do what?
Call me out.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it without calling you names because that's exactly what the issue was. Yesterday, you and I debated and talked about what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala facing off against Donald J. And I said, I feel like he's going to be calm, cool, and collected. He's going to present facts. She will try to bait him, but he will not resort to losing his cool or to name calling. And you felt like,
well, there's a couple of things. I felt like he would resort to it. He did not, and that was good. What was bad is he did take her bait,
yes,
and the moderator's bait, and that got him off balance. And he didn't answer questions the way I think he could or should have.
Now, am I correct in saying they didn't have notepads in front of them? I believe there was the microphones were going to be turned off when they weren't speaking. That
correct.
They enforced. But am I wrong, or was there no notepads? And here's why I asked.
I thought, well, go ahead.
Did you see them writing stuff down?
I thought she was writing something down. I thought.
Hmm. She might have been writing on her hand like she used to cheat in homework. That's how she got through law school. Just kidding. I don't know.
Could have been. Well, you know how she got through law school, but that's a bit different story entirely.
But anyway, the moderators, it was obvious. The bias was ridiculous. They were fact-checking Donald Trump in real time, and he didn't do himself any favors.
No.
You know, when he talked about the migrants eating dogs, that hurt him. That hurt him, and for several reasons. First of all, it's not accurate. They were eating, I guess, allegedly wild ducks, which is still, not good, not cool. But that overshadowed this huge issue of illegal immigrants in our country. Mm-hmm. Now, he did get back to that. He did at least point out the crime rate's gone down around the world because they've sent the bad guys to us, basically. And I thought he covered at least that portion of it. Now, he could have been more specific about it being executive orders. Now, he did say, hey, Kamala, you can go back to Washington right now. Wake up Joe from 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which I thought was funny how he slipped that in.
Yeah.
And go ahead and put together a bill. And it's not a bill. It's an executive order. And I think that terminology escaped him momentarily. Mm-hmm. And that is where he could have made a much more a stronger, more obvious point. You know, there's no way that Kamala should get a single vote based on the border. In other words,
no.
Unless you're one of those weirdos that's like, oh, we should have completely open borders. But the same people that tell you to get off their lawn, so they don't understand trespassing. Oh, unless it relates to their own personal property. But anyway, back to it. Donald Trump, because you're not writing stuff down. When I take calls from people, and you know how some of them will, you know, throw
17,
in several
17
different
topics.
Yeah,
you are.
Kamala did that.
Yeah.
Did that last night, and she did it as a technique. If you throw three could be related issues or could be somewhat separate, but you throw three of anything, it's very difficult for anybody, regardless of your level of intellect, to be able to go back and address three separate issues in a concise way. It is very hard for your brain to focus. But if you have a little notepad, you'd write down the key words. Oh, she mentioned the border. I've got a thing for that. Oh, she mentioned this. And you write down. Then you can go back and address them. It's very difficult on your feet to address like three different things that have been thrown at you. So he almost always missed out on an opportunity. If you're, that's what we're doing. We're playing Monday morning quarterback. We're coaching from outside the fence and saying he could have done this. He should have done this. But when you're in that situation and somebody throws three different things at you, you're like, oh, I'm going to whack her on that. Oh, I've got her. And then when it's all said and done, you try to get through at least one of them. And you're thinking about the other two, so you're not as focused. It's not easy to do that.
But the problem is prep. She prepped lines. She had well-rehearsed lines.
Mm-hmm.
His thing about, well, I answer questions every day is prep for the debate. No, it's not. They're not going to say the things that Kamala is going to say or that they have prepared for her. He needed prepared responses because he has good responses.
Yes.
But he doesn't prep in the sense that I'm ready for that, that, and that. And I think that's what hurt him. He wasn't there were much better answers that his people should have put in front of him, that they should have put in his mind, that he never touched. Instead, he took the bait and followed down the emotional road and should not have.
And she got away with a lot. She got away with that. She got away with the Charlottesville lie.
Yeah.
She got away with that. She got away with changing position on fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And she said things like, we should be energy independent. She was literally stealing lines from the Trump campaign going back to whether it's 16 or 2020 or currently. She was literally stealing lines. And here's the problem. There's going to be people that were paying attention to that that don't pay attention to Fox News and talk radio.
Right.
So to them, they go, yeah, we should be energy independent. That's what you're dealing with. This, you know, 3 to 11% of so-called on the fence voters. And when you look at it from that perspective, she definitely gained an edge there. Definitely. And I think you'll see it reflected at least somewhat in the polls initially. But then things will start to shake out, so to speak. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9/11, and it is remembered. 97.3 The Sky.
Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country.
6:38, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy here. Thank you for making us a part of your morning. We appreciate it. Yes, it is the anniversary of 9/11. At 8:46 a.m., Flight 11 crashes into the World Trade Center's North Tower. More about that, obviously, coming up. Big debate last night. Who do you think won? 877-975-9825. Who won? Where was the weak parts of it for either candidate? What were the strong points? What was done well? What was done poorly? I don't know that you have to say anything about ABC being biased. That, I think, has been fully and obviously established, and anybody who could not clearly see that, I really don't want to hear from you.
Stevie Wonder could have seen that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right, here's a couple of quick takeaways. And remember, we're going to be talking about this scattered style throughout the morning. So, yes, I can only concentrate on one or two things at a time. So, anyway, Eric Erickson, who has a weekend show with us, ABC News' basic question were, Mr. Trump, why do you suck? And Madam Vice President, why does your opponent suck? I mean, and in fact, this is a fact, ask more questions about abortion than the economy.
Sure.
Wow.
So
the bias, palpable.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and let me get to a couple of things where Trump blew it. Trump became Trump a couple of times. Now, he didn't lose his temper, but he did a Trump. And a Trump thing is an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's going to be called on it. This isn't a campaign stop where the crowd's like, yeah, we know that's not exactly, but right. we get what he means. You can't do that on the debate stage. For example, he went down the path of this report of immigrants eating pets. Okay, when you finally got to the truth, they were eating apparently ducks and geese that were wild, that were in local ponds. I mean, not legal,
no,
not good, not right. But it's a far cry from Trump saying eating pets, referring to like dogs or cats.
Right.
And here's what happens with that. There was so much and so a bigger point that could be made and say, yeah, I hear the stories and who knows? But here's what we do know, that illegal immigration and many of the bad guys that have come here, we know for a fact they're raping and murdering.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need to know? Yeah, if they're eating Fido, of course that's terrible, but I don't have any facts about that. But what I do have facts about is real human lives.
Right.
And then he could have mentioned, if he chose to, some of the victims. And then here's another area where he did a Trumpism. He went over the top, and that was infanticide. Mm-hmm. Okay, infanticide. Right. Now, the left wants to deny that would ever, ever take place, the killing of a live baby after birth. Well, in fact, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump tried to refer back to a former governor. He got the state wrong. It's a Virginia governor. I believe he kept referring to West Virginia, and he didn't remember the governor's name. Ralph Northam is the one who, when questioned about a baby that's born that's not really viable, we would keep him comfortable. And the way he said it, you knew what he meant. But here's what you can't do in the debate, or here's why you don't need to go that far. I don't know how you feel, but I think it's just as tragic if a baby is exterminated an hour before a viable birth.
Right.
A day before. A week before. A month before, okay? It's all awful. And it is accurate because there are, in fact, six states and D.C., so seven entities, that have unrestricted access to abortion, regardless of how late in the term in the third trimester you are. That's a fact. And if Trump would have known, you know, would have used that. Instead, he went a step beyond that. Mm-hmm. When you're on the campaign trail, a little bit of hyperbole to make a point, you know, most people understand that. But when you know that the so-called moderators are anything but moderate, and they're biased, and they're going to try to catch you on anything, got you kind of stuff. And that's what occurred there. I mean, so it allowed the overshadowing of larger issues. Oh, yeah. It'd be terrible if illegal immigrants were, you know, if they ate my pet dog, I'd be upset. But if they raped and murdered my next door neighbor, I think I'd be a little more upset. So that's where I think, you know, that Trump had to not be, you know, the Trump we know that goes, don't take that extra one step, even if you can back it up a little bit like he did with, you know, the governor and Ralph Northam and what he said. You just take what you know is real. I've said that before.
Absolutely.
I go, we don't have to go down conspiracy theory paths and all that. Here's what we know. The daggone borders are wide open and bad things are happening. And none of this stuff occurred by accident. It was all via executive order from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We know that for a fact. We know for a fact that many of them are gang members. We know for a fact that they have murdered and raped. For a fact, we know that. And we know that all that could have been prevented, along with tens of thousands of fentanyl overdoses and the human smuggling aspect of it. All that we know. You don't have to go, well, it's more of an opinion thing. No, it's not. It's not an opinion whether somebody was raped and murdered. That's a fact. And that's all you got to do to stick to it. And there's no way that Kamala or anybody else from the left should be able to win a debate. But yet, she may have actually come out ahead just because of the way the whole thing's rigged. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us a little bit later on. Right here on 97.3 The Sky. Remember, you got the Bob Rose podcast. You don't have to miss anything. Subscribe wherever you normally get your podcasts. Good morning. It is Wednesday. Is it a happy hump day, Trump day? Well, some undecided voters may start to decide. Historically, these are low information voters based on the debate last night. They're probably going to, many of them, lean toward Kamala. Yeah, it was smoke and mirrors. Not telling the truth in many instances, but not getting called on it, whereas Donald Trump was fact-checked 7 times. Mm-hmm. The low-information voters here, ABC News, do that. David Muir and the co-host, Lindsay Davis, looking and sounding, for the most part, very professional.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but if you've been around the block and you follow politics to a great degree, like many of my listeners do, like Greg and I do, like many of the pundits do, it's really obvious, okay, that Kamala didn't bring substance, and when she did, it wasn't the truth. Okay, let me give you a few points here. First of all, she claimed she grew up in a middle-class situation. Now, it depends. Again, I've made this argument before. Everybody thinks they're in the middle class.
Right.
Unless you literally live in a mansion on the hill. You do. Everybody. Most Americans just identify as being middle class. So that's like the easy one. Yeah, I understand the middle class. I want to help the middle class. The middle class is literally just about everybody, perceptually. But her father was a professor at Stanford. Her mother was a biomedical scientist at UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
So
she wasn't hurting.
No. Whereas when we think of middle class, we might think of more, you know, blue collar, or even in her generation, might stay at home mob and whatever. Okay.
She wasn't the poor black child waiting on the bus from Joe Biden.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. She also was wrong about the 2017 tax cuts that she keeps saying that it disproportionately benefited the rich, the billionaires, the corporations. Well, it's not true. Again, this is an opinion thing. It's data actually produced by the IRS. And it's shown that on average, all income brackets benefited substantially from the Republicans' tax reform law, with the biggest beneficiaries being working and middle-income filers, not the top 1%. Okay? But they get away with this lie, this lie, this lie, along with other lies. Harris claimed Trump's going to implement a sales tax. He is not going to do that. What she does is that's what she calls when, if you're going to put a tariff. She said, so now she'll call that a sales tax.
Right.
But she doesn't really, I don't think, understand how tariffs work really at all. January 6th, she said it was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Everybody knows that American self-governance was never in jeopardy, that taking over any building is not going to be an overthrow of our government.
Pelosi said we almost lost our democracy that day, Bob.
And Pelosi also said, don't bother calling in the National Guard like Trump offered me twice.
Well, there's that part, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she and other Democrats consistently trying to tie him to this Project 2025, in which he has nothing to do with. Yes, it comes from a conservative group. What is it, the Heritage Foundation or an offshoot there?
Yep.
These are things, a wish list for these particular conservatives. It's not his project, nor has he made any promises or even inklings that he would implement the stuff that's contained in Project 2025. And I think this is a kind of a ruse or a red herring that's supposed to get you off the trail, because when some UN stuff comes down the line, their little project Y, and Z, by then you'll be like, oh, it's probably not tied necessarily to, you know, our leaders. But in that case, it will be. See what I'm saying? All right. You know, I mean, the list goes on. All right. The whole abortion thing. There's the border bill. Harris claimed a congressional border bill proposed earlier this year would have stemmed illegal immigration and fentanyl at the border. And she, I have to say, the way she said it was very, very believable. The only problem with it is I know what the truth is.
Right.
So do a lot of other people, but they're already voting for Trump. The uneducated, low-information voters, like, yeah, what's going on there? Well, the statement is categorically false. The bipartisan measure would have enshrined the existing invasion into federal law. Remember? But it all been limited at only like 5,000 a day.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it would be part of the law, like, you have to let in 5,000 a day. It just goes on from there. The fracking ban, she made herself very clear in 2020. It was 3.5 years ago. She said, I will not ban fracking now. Okay? I will not ban it. But she was against it when she ran in the 2020 presidential, you know, when she got the nomination and all that. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. I mean, I don't know what the definition of flip-flop is, but you couldn't reverse a position more thoroughly than being absolutely against fracking to now be totally a fan of it. And she went a step further and talked about energy independence. What a slap in the face to actually any Americans that are paying attention. What a slap in the face. But also strategically, you have to give it to her. Slimy and shady.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those are, the techniques and strategies employed by politicians that have been quite effective, and Democrats have utilized them.
Do it smooth enough, like she did. It's believable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty more to talk about, plenty more coming up, including not losing sight at all of what today represents, the anniversary of 9/11. More on that. Good morning. It is 6:20. You are listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We had a debate last night, a very important one. Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of this election being very, very important. But it also can't overshadow what has occurred historically as we remember 9/11 and what was going on this fateful day back in 2001. What a day where our heads were spinning. We all collectively wondered what happened. What hit a building? It must have been a small plane.
Yeah.
And then, as we know, it all went from there. And we will recognize some of these things as we come upon them. You know, some of the dates, part of the timeline. But you'd have two of the hijackers already flying a little commuter plane from Portland, Maine to Logan Airport. And then, of course, things begin to go from there.
So, Bob, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to do it?
Do what?
Call me out.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it without calling you names, because that's exactly what the issue was. Yesterday, you and I debated and talked about what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala facing off against Donald J. And I said, I feel like he's going to be calm, cool, and collected. He's going to present facts. She will try to bait him, but he will not resort to losing his cool or to name calling. And you felt like,
well, there's a couple of things. I felt like he would resort to it. He did not, and that was good. What was bad is he did take her bait,
yes,
and the moderator's bait, and that got him off balance. And he didn't answer questions the way I think he could or should have.
Now, am I correct in saying they didn't have notepads in front of them? I believe there was the microphones were going to be turned off when they weren't speaking. That
correct.
They enforced. But I am I wrong, or was there no notepads? And here's why I ask.
I thought, well, go ahead.
Did you see them writing stuff down?
I thought she was writing something down. I thought.
Hmm. She might have been writing on her hand like she used to cheat in homework. That's how she got through law school. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Could have been. Well, you know how she got through law school, but that's a bit different story entirely.
But anyway, the moderators, it was obvious. The bias was ridiculous. They were fact-checking Donald Trump in real time, and he didn't do himself any favors.
No.
You know, when he talked about the migrants eating dogs, that hurt him. That hurt him, and for several reasons. First of all, it's not accurate. They were eating, I guess, allegedly wild ducks, which is still, not good, not cool. But that overshadowed this huge issue of illegal immigrants in our country. Mm-hmm. Now, he did get back to that. He did at least point out the crime rate's gone down around the world because they've sent the bad guys to us, basically. And I thought he covered at least that portion of it. Now, he could have been more specific about it being executive orders. Now, he did say, hey, Kamala, you can go back to Washington right now. Wake up Joe at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which I thought was funny how he slipped that in.
Yeah.
And go ahead and put together a bill. And it's not a bill. It's an executive order, and I think that terminology escaped him momentarily. Mm-hmm. And And that is where he could have made a much more, a stronger, more obvious point. You know, there's no way that Kamala should get a single vote based on the border. In other words,
no.
Unless you're one of those weirdos that's like, oh, we should have completely open borders. But the same people that tell you to get off their lawn, so they don't understand trespassing. Oh, unless it relates to their own personal property. But anyway, back to it. Yeah, Donald Trump, because you're not writing stuff down. When I take calls from people, and you know how some of them will, you know, throw 17, in several
17
different
topics.
Yeah,
you are.
Kamala did that.
Yeah.
Did that last night, and she did it as a technique. If you throw three, could be related issues or could be somewhat separate, but you throw three of anything, it's very difficult for anybody, regardless of your level of intellect, to be able to go back and address three separate issues in a concise way. It is very hard for your brain to focus. But if you have a little notepad, you'd write down the key words. Oh, she mentioned the border. I've got a thing for that. Oh, she mentioned this. And you write down. Then you can go back and address them. It's very difficult on your feet to address like three different things that have been thrown at you. So he almost always missed out on an opportunity. If you're that's what we're doing. We're playing Monday morning quarterback. We're coaching from outside the fence and saying he could have done this. He should have done this. But when you're in that situation and somebody throws three different things at you, you're like, oh, I'm going to whack her on that. Oh, I've got her. And then when it's all said and done, you try to get through at least one of them. And you're thinking about the other two, so you're not as focused. It's not easy to do that.
But the problem is prep. She prepped lines. She had well-rehearsed lines.
Mm-hmm.
His thing about, well, I answer questions every day is prep for the debate. No, it's not. They're not going to say the things that Kamala is going to say or that they have prepared for her. He needed prepared responses because he has good responses.
Yes.
But he doesn't prep in the sense that I'm ready for that, that, and that. And I think that's what hurt him. He wasn't there were much better answers that that his people should have put in front of him, that they should have put in his mind, that he never touched. Instead, he took the bait and followed down the emotional road and should not have.
And she got away with a lot. She got away with a lot. She got away with the Charlottesville lie.
Yeah.
She got away with that. She got away with changing position on fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And she said things like, we should be energy independent. She was literally stealing lines from the Trump campaign going back to whether it's 16 or 2020 or currently. She was literally stealing lines. And here's the problem. There's going to be people that were paying attention to that that don't pay attention to Fox News and talk radio.
Right.
So to them, they go, yeah, we should be energy independent. That's what you're dealing with. This, you know, 3 to 11% of so-called on the fence voters. And when you look at it from that perspective, she definitely gained an edge there. Definitely. And I think you'll see it reflected at least somewhat in the polls initially. But then things will start to shake out, so to speak. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9/11, and it is remembered. 97.3 The Sky.
Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country.
6:38. Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Thank you for making us a part of your morning. We appreciate it. Yes, it is the anniversary of 9/11. At 8:46 a.m., Flight 11 crashes into the World Trade Center's North Tower. More about that, obviously, coming up. Big debate last night. Who do you think won? 877-975-9825. Who won? Where was the weak parts of it for either candidate. What were the strong points? What was done well? What was done poorly? I don't know that you have to say anything about ABC being biased. That, I think, has been fully and obviously established, and anybody who could not clearly see that, I really, I don't want to hear
Stevie
from you.
Stevie Wonder could have seen that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right, here's a couple of quick takeaways. And remember, we're going to be talking about this scattered style throughout the morning. So, yes, I can't only concentrate on one or two things at a time. So, anyway, Eric Erickson, who has a weekend show with us, ABC News' basic question were, Mr. Trump, why do you suck? And Madam Vice President, why does your opponent suck? I mean, that really...
That's awesome.
And in fact, this is a fact, ask more questions about abortion than the economy.
Sure.
Wow.
So
the bias, palpable.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and let me get to a couple of things where Trump blew it. Trump became Trump a couple of times. Now, he didn't lose his temper, but he did a Trump. And a Trump thing is an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's going to be called on it. This isn't a campaign stop where the crowd's like, yeah, we know that's not exactly, but right. we get what he means. You can't do that on the debate stage. For example, he went down the path of this report of immigrants eating pets. Okay, when you finally got to the truth, they were eating apparently ducks and geese that were wild, that were in local ponds. I mean, not legal,
no,
not good, not right. But it's a far cry from Trump saying eating pets, referring to like dogs or cats.
Right.
And here's what happens with that. There was so much and so a bigger point that could be made and say, yeah, I hear the stories and who knows? But here's what we do know, that illegal immigration and many of the bad guys that have come here, we know for a fact they're raping and murdering.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need to know? Yeah, if they're eating Fido, of course that's terrible, but I don't have any facts about that. But what I do have facts about is real human lives.
Right.
And then he could have mentioned, if he chose to, some of the victims. And then here's another area where he did a Trumpism. He went over the top, and that was infanticide. Mm-hmm. Okay, infanticide. Right. Now, the left wants to deny that that would ever, ever take place, the killing of a live baby after birth. Well, in fact, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump tried to refer back to a former governor. He got the state wrong. It's a Virginia governor. I believe he kept referring to West Virginia, and he didn't remember the governor's name. Ralph Northam is the one who, when questioned about a baby that's born that's not really viable, we would keep him comfortable. And the way he said it, you knew what he meant. But here's what you can't do in the debate, or here's why you don't need to go that far. I don't know how you feel, but I think it's just as tragic if a baby is exterminated an hour before a viable birth.
Right.
A day before. A week before. A month before, okay? It's all awful. And it is accurate because there are, in fact, six states and D.C., so seven entities, that have unrestricted access to abortion, regardless of how late in the term in the third trimester you are. That is a fact. And if Trump would have would have used that instead, he went a step beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the campaign trail, a little bit of hyperbole to make a point, most people understand that. But when you know that the so-called moderators are anything but moderate, and they're biased, and they're going to try to catch you on anything, got you kind of stuff. And that's what occurred there. I mean, so it allowed the overshadowing of larger issues. Oh, yeah. It'd be terrible if illegal immigrants were, if they ate my pet dog, I'd be upset. But if they raped and murdered my next door neighbor, I think I'd be a little more upset. So that's where I think, you know, that Trump had to not be, you know, the Trump we know that goes, don't take that extra one step, even if you can back it up a little bit like he did with, you know, the governor and Ralph Northam and what he said. You just take what you know is real. I've said that before.
Absolutely.
I go, we don't have to go down conspiracy theory paths and all that. Here's what we know. The daggone borders are wide open and bad things are happening. And none of this stuff occurred by accident. It was all via executive order from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We know that for a fact. We know for a fact that many of them are gang members. We know for a fact that they have murdered and raped. For a fact, we know that. And we know that all that could have been prevented, along with tens of thousands of fentanyl overdoses and the human smuggling aspect of it. All that we know. You don't have to go, well, it's more of an opinion thing. No, it's not. It's not an opinion whether somebody was raped and murdered. That's a fact. And that's all you got to do to stick to it. And there's no way that Kamala or anybody else from the left should be able to win a debate. But yet, she may have actually come out ahead just because the way the whole thing's rigged. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us a little bit later on. Right here on 97.3 The Sky. Remember, you got the Bob Rose podcast. You don't have to miss anything. Subscribe wherever you normally get your podcasts. Good morning. It is Wednesday. Is it a happy hump day, Trump day? Well, some undecided voters may start to decide. Historically, these are low information voters based on the debate last night. They're probably going to, many of them, lean toward Kamala. Yeah, it was smoke and mirrors. Not telling the truth in many instances, but not getting called on it. Whereas Donald Trump was fact-checked 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
The low information voters hear ABC News do that. David Muir and the co-host Lindsay Davis looking and sounding, for the most part, very professional.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But if you've been around the block and you follow politics to a great degree, like many of my listeners do, like Greg and I do, like many of the pundits do, it's really obvious, okay, that Kamala didn't bring substance. And when she did, it wasn't the truth. Okay. Let me give you a few points here. First of all, she claimed she grew up in a middle-class situation. Now, it depends. Again, I've made this argument before. Everybody thinks they're in the middle class.
Right.
Unless you literally live in a mansion on the hill. You do. Everybody. Most Americans just identify as being middle class. So that's like the easy one. Yeah, I understand the middle class. I want to help the middle class. The middle class is literally just about everybody perceptually. But her father was a professor at Stanford. Her mother was a biomedical scientist at UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
So
she wasn't hurting.
No. Whereas when we think of middle class, we might think of more, you know, blue collar, or even in her generation, a stay-at-home mom and whatever. Okay.
She wasn't the poor black child waiting on the bus from Joe Biden.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. She also was wrong about the 2017 tax cuts that she keeps saying that it disproportionately benefited the rich, the billionaires, the corporations. Well, it's not true. Again, this is an opinion thing. It's data actually produced by the IRS. And it's shown that on average, all income brackets benefited substantially from the Republicans' tax reform law, with the biggest beneficiaries being working and middle income filers, not the top 1%. Okay? But they get away with this lie, this lie, this lie, along with other lies. Harris claimed Trump's going to implement a sales tax. He is not going to do that. What she does is that's what she calls when if you're going to put a tariff. Mm-hmm. She said, so now she'll call that a sales tax.
Right.
But she doesn't really, I don't think, understand how tariffs work really at all. January 6th, she said it was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Everybody knows that American self-governance was never in jeopardy, that taking over any building is not going to be an overthrow of our government.
Pelosi said we almost lost our democracy that day, Bob.
And Pelosi also said, don't bother calling in the National Guard like Trump offered me twice.
Well, there's that part, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she and other Democrats consistently trying to tie him to this Project 2025, in which he has nothing to do with. Yes, it comes from a conservative group. What is it, the Heritage Foundation or an offshoot there? Yep. These are things, a wish list for these particular conservatives. It's not his project, nor has he made any promises or even inklings that he would implement the stuff that's contained in Project 2025. And I think this is a kind of a ruse or a red herring that's supposed to get you off the trail, because mm-hmm. when some UN stuff comes down the line, their little project Y, and Z, by then you'll be like, oh, it's probably not tied necessarily to, you know, our leaders. But in that case, it will be. See what I'm saying? All right. The list goes on. All right. The whole abortion thing. There's the border bill. Harris claimed a congressional border bill proposed earlier this year would have stemmed illegal immigration and fentanyl at the border. And she, I have to say, the way she said it was very, very believable.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with it is I know what the truth is.
Right.
So do a lot of other people, but they're already voting for Trump. The uneducated, low-information voters like, yeah, what's going on there? Well, the statement is categorically false. The bipartisan measure would have enshrined the existing invasion into federal law. Remember? But it all been limited at only like 5,000 a day.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it would be part of the law. Like, you have to let in 5,000 right. a day. It just goes on from there. The fracking ban, she made herself very clear in 2020. It was 3.5 years ago. She said, I will not ban fracking now. Okay? I will not ban it. But she was against it when she ran in the 2020 presidential, when she got the nomination and all that. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. I mean, I don't know what the definition of flip-flop is, but you couldn't reverse a position more thoroughly than being absolutely against fracking to now be totally a fan of it. And she went a step further and talked about energy independence. What a slap in the face. To actually any Americans that are paying attention, what a slap in the face. But also strategically, you have to give it to her. Slimy and shady.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes those are, the techniques and strategies employed by politicians that have been quite effective, and Democrats have utilized them.
Do it smooth enough like she did. It's believable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty more to talk about, plenty more coming up, including not losing sight at all of what today represents, the anniversary of 9/11. More on that.